yesterday was a big day that we look forward to every year here on the radio station, because this was the day where we just take the whole thing up, throw it into a hopper, shake it up, actually throw it into a blender, put a little orange juice and maybe some strawberries in there,
mm-hmm.
a couple of cubes of ice.
Throw it in the magic bullet, right, Jake?
That's my move, the bullet.
Shake it up, and then hit blend and see what comes out. And that's what happens on White Elephant Day. And it was quite enjoyable for all of us, I think.
I enjoyed the draft format, mixing it up, you know, so you didn't have to just do one thing the whole time.
Yeah. It was the day where we show once and again, as we've shown many, many times over the year, but this is the most definitive way in which we show it, I think, that we can do what they do, but they can't do what we do.
How was your shift last night, Mike? I didn't get to listen much because I went home and accidentally fell asleep for 3 hours.
It was highly enjoyable, highly fun, and really, really good by everybody, on the part of everybody.
Now, Jake, you had mornings, correct?
I did.
And feel good about that? You had Corby. Who else was on your crew?
I had Corby, Donovan, Bob, and Sean, and it was an incredible time. It was weird because I had Mavs the night before,
mm-hmm.
and I had a couple of bit ideas that I kind of had late that I knew were going to take a really, really long time to produce. So I just stayed at the station and worked overnight. Had a little pillow, a little blankie, but never needed them. And we pretty much had a bit plan for every segment, you know?
You know,
we came correct.
I think that would be really fun. Maybe next year we could do this, is whoever has to do the morning show essentially has to come up the night before and put sleeping bags in the studio and have a slumber party. And, you know, you can stay up all night if you want, but there's beer in the cooler, and maybe we'll get Taco Diner to cater it or some such.
I'm not sure how much buy-in you would get on that, but you know I'm down.
That would be hilarious and really fun, and roll tape on it the whole time.
Be kind of like the campound.
Yeah, like a mini white elephant lock-in campound.
We each did two tickers.
Heck, you could broadcast the whole time.
You could.
Yeah.
You could. We just divvied everything up. We did a little quiz with our wives, which was good. Mm-hmm. We had the 840 bit was Sean trying to sell us on Rangers segments, and then the thought bubbles going on in our heads.
That was funny.
I loved it, man.
Speaking of tickers, you said you guys all shared duty on tickers. Corby sent me some tickers to play from the morning show. I guess these are self-explanatory, or are they labeled, or what do we have here, Mino?
Yeah, the morning ones, I've got Jake and Corby. They both did songs.
Let's hear those. Let's hear Jake real quick, since we're talking to Jake.
All right, let's try this again. This Ticket Ticker is brought to you by A Number One Air and All Pro Foundation Repair. We will hit it here, Pam. Our first musical offering of this 2018 White Elephant Day. Last year, we were waiting on a ticket host to die, and this year, I'm beginning to think they're all immortal. Each and every one. Might be time to purchase the gun. Hey, I'm just kidding, we're having fun. How do actuary tables work? I'm beginning to think they must be immortal, every ticket host. 'Cause I was waiting, I wanted to die, but that pie's in the sky. Maybe they're all just immortal. Methuselah loved our shtick. I'm sick, please someone drive her an oil slick. A billion hours a week, call me tweak, my heart is certainly at risk. Norm's organs are new, he robbed a baboon, he's walking way too brisk. And Dan will fly a chopper stoned and somehow bring it home. I'm beginning to think they're all immortal.
It's hilarious.
You don't have to play the whole thing.
Why not?
I don't know, I'm kind of digging this.
This is Christmas music I can get behind. I'll sing this on Christmas Eve at my brother's house and see how it goes over.
I'm beginning to think.
So we have one by Corby as well?
We do.
Here's Corby's ticker.
That's not waiting for a ticket host to die, but it's pretty good.
Yeah, it's a step down.
This ticker brought to you by Randy Essenberg, thefathersattorney.com, Corby.
Thank you for that lead-in, Sean. This is my ticket ticker. Hello, ticker, my old friend.
God.
Looks like the Mavericks played again. They fought the Blazers from the Great Northwest. The Mavs, they won because they played their best. And the coach, he had this and that to say. It was their day. This is the sounds of tickers. Every day for 12 hours straight. It's twice an hour that you might hate. Sean and Julie and my good friend Ty. They keep you posted, but you wonder why. 'Cause these scores, they are sitting on my phone. I'm not alone. Why do we do these tickers? Sometimes they run a little long. It's like a bad Dave Matthews song.
Great.
And what did Zeke or Jerry Jones just say? DeMarcus Lawrence, well, he might get paid. And the Rangers might have lost a dozen straight with no Beltre. This is the sound of tickers.
Yes!
That was awesome.
I don't know why we do them either.
So I got the privilege of working middays with President Junior Miller, who was voted that would be the best likely candidate for President of the United States out of anybody that worked at the station. Gordon Keith, who was highly participatory in two segments that I found incredibly fun. One based on sexual politics and one just general existentialism conversation, which was very enlightening and probably, I don't know, maybe a beating to some, but I enjoyed it. We had Julie Dobbs. We had the great Ty Walker. And who else am I missing? Is that it? Norm. Yes, we had Norm for the last hour. And Junior's idea was to let every person on the crew take an hour. So I had the 11 o'clock hour. June's had the 10 o'clock. Then we had Gordon and then Julie and then Norm. And then Ty was kind of our producer. And he did two updates an hour that were highly confusing but very fun. But we did bring back a bit from a long, long time ago that debuted yesterday on White Elephant. Let's go back 15 years ago. Maybe some of you will remember this holiday food product with an essential new technology that prevents people from farting. This was 15 years ago.
Hello there. It's old Mac Johnson for Clementy Clam Hams, the only Texas ham featuring a new anti-wind ingredient. Hello, it's still Mac Johnson here. Has this ever happened to you? You eat a whole mess of ham on the holidays, and then you fog up your windows with your strong, potent butt air. Lord knows I do. Do your family a favor this holiday. Get yourself a Clementy Clam Ham and say goodbye to the rectal hurricanes that's kept your family prisoner for decades.
Mike, thank you for coming to our elegant dinner party. Did you get enough of the leading brand ham?
Does this answer your question?
Oh my God, my nose is bleeding. It smells like hell.
That's right. Avoid the social awkwardness of post-ham nightmare ass. Get yourself a Clementy Clam Ham with anti-wind technology and make the holidays fun again. Remember, if you let your Clementy Clam Ham go bad, just drill a hole in it and pretend it's some old girl. Clementy Clam Ham. It's all pink on the inside.
Oh my God.
If you fear what comes out of your rear, Clementy Clam, Clementy Clam Ham.
All right, so that was 15 years ago. Wow. We all remember Microphone Johnson. Somehow they
you've grown up since then.
Wrangled him into being the spokesperson for Clementy Clam. Well, they were back in 2018 with a whole new array of Clementy Clam side dishes, and they hired Mike Johnson again to be their spokesperson. Listen how Microphone Johnson has kind of slowed down in his old age.
Hello there. Macho Microphone Johnson with Clemity Clam Ham. The only ham developed with anti-wind technology, which has made the holidays bearable for flatulence-prone families now for 15 years. Hey there, still old Microphone Johnson here. How are you doing today?
God.
With the holiday season upon us, the folks at Clemity Clam Ham have developed some brand new side dishes with an all-new special anti-diarrhea ingredient specially designed to target family members that suffer from muddy holiday devil bottom, or MHDB. Remember that time that your old Uncle Otis went back for seconds and got a heaping pyramid of cranberry sauce and then commenced to fill his dockers with gelatinous red foam?
Uncle Otis, are you really gonna eat all of that cranberry sauce?
You don't know me! Oh, good God!
Or that one Thanksgiving when Aunt Maggie thought it would be a good idea to top off 3.5 pounds of wet stuffing with an entire pecan pie.
Oh, Maggie, why on earth must you eat the entire pecan pie of the leading brand?
Out of my way, Herschel! I'm hungry! Oh, sweet Jesus!
No, not again!
And who can forget Christmas dinner when Grandpa spent all day drinking a case of PBR, then tried to soak it all up with a gallon of mashed potatoes?
Hey, Grandpa, you really gonna eat all them mashed potatoes?
You damn right I am! I was in World War II! I'll eat whatever I want! Oh, good God!
No, Grandpa, aim it away from the baby!
Stop the holiday madness and endless cleanup from the leading brand side dishes. This Christmas, reach for Clemity Clam cranberry sauce, Clemity Clam stuffing, and Clemity Clam mashed potatoes with the power to stop filthy diarrhea dead in its tracks. And remember, if your Clemity Clam side dishes go bad, just drill a hole in them and treat them like Cousin Kenny. Clemity Clam side dishes. It's better than sniffing some girl's ass.
If you fear what comes out of your rear, Clemity Clam, Clemity Clam Ham.
Mike doesn't sound like he's doing well, does he?
No, he doesn't. He has slowed down a little bit.
He's lost his fastball.
Things are tough out in Haltom City, they tell me.
Hey.
Oh,
well,
boy.
All right.
That's what you miss if you miss White Elephant.
That and, oh, so much more.